Consul Olshinsky, it's a pleasure to meet you. In regards to your discussion and your points on how you've aided networking between Canada and Poland, at the same time you worked on the establishment of schools and programs, networking of intellectuals in the province, could you discuss the impact, or discuss it further, the impact of the Polish consulate in Saskatchewan?
Well, that's what I think is fundamental. Once you are here for a number of years, and by your position and work in the community, you are known enough that people want to talk to you and discuss with you other issues. It is absolutely relevant and fundamental to have this additional, how we call this, stamp that you're representing Polish government. This is the way that you can call, like I did yesterday, actually calling a few agencies to discuss. But so you present, they ask you who you are and what is your profession. But then when they know that you are consul of the Polish Republic or any other country that we have consuls, it's much easier to make sure for them that you're representing good, strong organization and the country rather than individual organization without records. So it gives you immediately a way of getting into contact people and to have conversation that is based on solid, secure, and safe ground.
Could you discuss a bit more your work in terms of helping Canadians in Saskatchewan and residents of Saskatchewan in general, more about Polish culture?
First of all, I didn't mention because it's almost kind of an everyday desk job, but there is a significant number of local people who are coming to Canada, or they are older citizen with Polish citizenship people here, that they need some information about passport, about visa, about legal documents from Poland. So this is everyday work that I didn't mention because this is my duty that I understand one of the basic duties as a consul. So yes, my office is open daily and people can come here to get either directly from me help in a sense of documentation of papers, or my role is to make sure that they know where to call next, when make the phone call, how the consular duty from Toronto, what time they coming to do passport for 2 3 days in Saskatoon and Regina. So you have to make sure that the expectation of community here is met. Now three number the next point is that community as of now is almost, there are three different groups. One, which is very small one, they are the eldest people that they still remember when they were fighting for Poland in Monte Cassino and with Generał Maciek. So there is a group of very, very old seniors that we take care of them as much as we can. The second group is solidarity time, when thousands and thousands came to Canada, and this is probably, I belong to this group from 1983. Those are post-solidarity group of young people that they were different parts of the world and decided to come, and in Canada, US, many other countries. So that's second group. And the third group, which is newcomers, and it's interesting group because has different goals, different expectations. Those are contract people that they coming to Canada to work. They are coming having all documents, Canadian documents in place, and they coming here to start new life. Some of them temporary, some of them want to stay in Canada permanently. So those are three major groups of Polish citizens here in Saskatchewan.
Thank you. Continuing on the discussion of culture and history and traditions, how has the Canadian government, or what role has the government played in terms of building a strong relationship with Poland?
Well, I think that first of all, we have to show them what we have. And some of us who are coming from Poland, I came with altogether about 1,000 books, about 20 pictures and many other Polish things, which was I didn't came we didn't have money, but we have our favorite things from home with us. And gradually over the years, from 1989, I was bringing things both ways. I was taking things to my family in Poland. I was taking my favorite things from Poland to have with me and to have them for my children. Because now I have 3 children and 7 grandchildren. And I have to make sure that all of them has a little bit peace of my heart back from Poland, and they know where they're coming from. The whole idea was to become Canadian citizen with good understanding where is your origin from. So I always, from the very first day in Canada, was strongly behind multiculturalism and making all the cultures one big one in Canada. I was always a little bit afraid about multi-separatism, which sometimes you can see that people come, but they separate themselves. I think that this will be difficult for them. So multiculturalism, yes, multi-separatism, not necessary for me. I always push very strongly those who are coming to learn good language, rather than walking around and saying I am Polish. I say, come over here, work hard, present that you are a good citizen, and once you do all this stuff, tell them that you are from Poland. Because you have to really become member of this society if you want to be happy, if you want to be successful. You have to become one of Canadian citizen and take this as a proud and honor, because I don't think that there is many countries in the world that really have provide quality of life that we can have in Canada.
What figures in the government of Canada do you speak to most frequently? Do you communicate with most frequently?
Oh, yeah, well, first of all, I have excellent communication with federal government Saskatchewan, when they really are so proud and happy that they have different consuls. I give you example because it's probably the best what we have. Our regular meetings with the governor and with ministry in Regina, different ministers from different departments, there was even initiative that they want us to present some kind of to memorize our work together. And this is going to happen on June 13 this year. Each one of us, it will be 8 consuls. We put a symbolic tree on the front of Regina building, and Poland will be represented by oak that I put in last fall. And we are coming to this event, and it will be together with other country consuls presentation of that we are really all part of the same one big tree. And so this is symbolic, of course, but on regular everyday basis, well, we communicate, as I mentioned, we have regular communication with mayor of the city and different consuls. So if any one of them is involved in any activity, trade, culture, and we immediately know about this and participate. I know very well Turkish consul and ambassador, in fact, visited Saskatchewan. We know from Netherlands, we were together celebrating birthday of the King of Netherlands. So we are doing those things together to really take advantage that we are a relatively smaller group, but we can communicate on daily basis. When I organize Polish Film Festival, immediately all consuls are invited to this to watch those films and give me some idea. And for example, the Netherlands honorary consul Judy was quite impressed. We were sitting talking about this. There will be a Polish flag on May the 2nd on the City Hall in Saskatoon.